Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today, Lauren and I are going to do a quick update of what's going on in our lives. While it's only been a few months, it feels like a heck of a lot has changed, and I know you guys have been asking us where we're at, or just what's going on, so we want to keep you in the loop. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
The last episode we checked in or did an update, which we don't do a lot of these because I think we think our lives are boring, but that was what, episode 62?
Yeah. Honestly, it feels like we just did one of these, but I guess it has been that long.
At episode 62, Penelope was just born. I think that was the following week, maybe 2 weeks later? It was very soon.
Yeah, something like that. But obviously a lot has changed. I mean, for me, David went back to work, which now it feels like he's been back to work forever. It's probably been about 6 weeks. So things have changed on that front. And then for you, you are having a birthday very, 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 very soon.
Very soon, as in like hours. So bring on 26.
So I love birthdays and I'm super excited for your birthday. But tell us, what was like the highlight of your 25? What's your initial thoughts on how it went and where you're at now?
First of all, it seems like it was just yesterday that we were at Bakersfield for my birthday and I had just moved here. So the highlight's definitely been moving to Indy because that was just a major change, a new city, a new job. I felt like I was in a very not so good place a year ago. Before moving to Indy, I wasn't crazy about my job. I was just in a weird funk with life. And so I think this year the highlight's really just been embracing the change, you know, and being okay with this season of my life. I mean, it was exciting. It's been a lot of, you know, new transitions, not necessarily to my end goal of, you know, where I thought I would be at this age. I think we always go back and think we're going to be so much further ahead than we are. So really just being okay with where I'm at right now and enjoying it. So I'd say that's probably the highlight.
During all of those transitions, you moved in with Joey. So it's so funny. I don't know what David asked me the other day. He asked me something about Joey. And I was like, honestly, I have to remind myself to ask Katie about Joey because we talk about so many other things besides that. So I'm taking the opportunity. How has living with Joey been?
It's great for me. It would probably be a different question if you asked him. I'm joking, but seriously, he is the neat freak in the relationship. He's organized. He's on it. I am like Hot Mess Express. And if I lived by myself, it'd be fine because no one would ever see my mess. But that's not the case. So he's kind of forced me to be a little bit more organized. Like, I actually put the dishes away and I practice all these things like do it now, right? It's going to take you 2 seconds to put the dish in the dishwasher, which sounds so ridiculous saying these things out loud, but I am that person. Like, I'll try on 1,000 pairs of clothes and they will all end up on the floor, but they're still clean. So like, I'll go back to them later. And we're in a one bedroom apartment. So I cannot to be like that. So it's forced me to just be a cleaner person. And I mean, we've known each other since I was a freshman in high school. So moving in together, while it was scary, it wasn't really that big of a deal. It was a big deal in my head. And I mean, just with life and, you know, parents and awkward, but it's been fine.
That's great. And another funny layer of that is that, like, you're the reason that you guys are in a one bedroom apartment and you're the messy one, which is kind of funny.
So yeah, I'm the worst. So Joey basically moved to Indy first, even though I'll say right now it was my idea, but he was the one who was on it, who got a job, got his shit together, and was hounding me like, okay, I know you, like, I don't want to force you to do anything you don't want to do, but like, are you going to move in with me? Because I kind of need to know that really makes a difference in the space I'm looking at, you know, XYZ. And I was so adamant, absolutely not. I'm not moving in with you. No, no, no. And then so he signs a lease, a one bedroom, very small place. And then I actually start looking and reality sets in. Oh, Katie, you can either live with him or live in a shoebox and pay double the price. So I gave in and moved with him.
And he's like, yay. Joy, thanks for letting me know at the last minute. But you guys are about to move again.
Yes, and we're going to get a two-bedroom. So I don't even know what I'm going to do with myself with all the space. I'm just thinking more stuff. And Joey's like, no, we have plenty of stuff. We don't need more stuff. So yeah, it's a lot of stress, but good stress. And I'm happy about it.
Okay, so year 25 for you was pretty freaking awesome. What is one thing that you're really looking forward to this year? And you can answer this question, business, personal, anything you want. What are you super looking forward to as a 26-year-old?
I think this year I'm looking most forward to, now that I'm kind of established, like I know I'm going to be in Indianapolis for a while. I mean, never say forever, but I think I'll definitely be here for a minute. So I'm excited to kind of really ingrain some of those roots and start building, you know, I guess professionally, but also personally. And just, I don't know, it sounds cheesy, but like creating memories and just trying to be more present this year now that I do feel more established. I mean, life is constantly crazy and busy, but I feel like I'll be able to just enjoy this year a little more, if that makes sense.
I definitely think there's a mind shift with like knowing you're going to be somewhere for a while. You stop kind of looking at things as like you're coming and going, and you're like, okay, yeah, the people that I'm around, I should invest more of my time into them because I might know them for the next 10 years. So I feel you there. There's definitely a mindset shift.
And I think that transition too, at least for me, of moving from my parents' home to here, now being able to almost say like, this is home. I live in Indy versus saying I live in Fort Wayne. I don't know. It's a weird, but you're right. It's definitely a mental shift. Along with staying in Indy, I'm excited to watch little baby girls grow, which it's crazy that Penelope's 3 months, almost four, and Sammy turns two like in a few days, which is crazy. So tell us, what's it been like since David's back to work? I mean, you're now at home with the girls. Fill us in with what life's been.
The transition from David going back to work was great. It went really well. And the weather has gotten nicer. That has helped immensely because we've been able to be outside. It's just easier to get around with them. And I mean, Penelope is just such a like a cool cucumber about everything. So it's just been so much easier than I expected. You know, it's so funny because expectations. I have expectations, and when I'm upset about something, it's because my expectations were wrong. And whenever I'm happy about something, it's because my expectations were wrong. So it's like, it's just, what is that like equation? It's like expectations minus reality equals happiness or something like that. So that's so true in my life right now that I expected things to be so hard with having two kids, but there's definitely like hard days, duh. But it's just been a little smoother than anticipated.
I remember you actually, we talking about how you were really nervous about this pregnancy. And like you said, I think because you just expect double the chaos and insanity.
Yeah, and people even told me like, oh, it's not double, it's triple. It's quadruple. Like when you have two kids, it's not just that you have double of everything. It's like you have triple and quadruple. And of course, most of the time I kind of like discount those things that people say, but it's a little different with kid stuff. I find that like advice is a little bit runs more true than just like advice about going to college and like things like that. But I kind of just blinded myself to what I thought would be the reality and just focused on the fact that like Dave and I both want to have a big family. And I was like, let's just see how this is going to go. Like, that's our personality. It's just like, okay, let's give it a shot.
All right, Jesus, take the wheel. And the weather. I was thinking about this prepping for this episode, is that when we recorded it, I felt like I was just in such a blah. Like it was winter. It was so cold. We had a freaking freezing winter. It was awful. And now that the sun is actually out, I went on a bike ride for the first time, and I'm really not a fan of outdoor biking, and just I like nature in small doses, I guess I should say. So, but it was so nice just to give fresh air, and it's amazing how it affects your mood.
I know. And usually in my head, I like laugh with how much people talk about weather. Like when the weather's changing, like you're talking about weather with everyone. But this year, or this season change, I noticed how many people were saying that they needed the sun for a mood. And it got me thinking just about how, like, if everybody is in a grumpy mood because of the winter, how different just like everyone's lives are. Because I'm grumpy, you're grumpy, the person you work with is grumpy. It's like, that's why the winter blues are real.
So we clearly are both prioritizing sunshine and vitamin D. But with being at home, what are some things that you're prioritizing? Because obviously, I mean, David's not there with you throughout the day. So what are you doing well with prioritizing, and how are you making that work for you right now?
Well, right now with like nap situation, Penelope, which we call her Opie, so I'll probably end up saying that. Duh, Katie knows that, but to all you listeners out there. But Penelope is sleeping almost the whole time that Sammy is not sleeping. So it's like Opie sleeps, Sammy sleeps, Opie sleeps. So that has been like the only point of contention with myself is like during the day when David's gone, I don't get like a single moment of not having a child. And it's just a season of life. So I'm focusing on that. And it's not that bad. So during the hours that David's gone, I don't have any expectations of getting anything done like business-wise, but I'll do housework and feel productive that way. What that means is that my mornings and my evenings are so much more crucial. And what that also means is that not only do I have to hold myself accountable, but I have to then have David on board. So in the evenings, like we're recording right now, we record in the evenings, and David has Penelope. And so he's making, like, in my opinion, like a lot of sacrifices for me to have a balanced life. And I make sacrifices for him to have a balanced life too.
I love that you just give yourself that permission to just, it's not that you're saying screw it during the day, but you're just kind of giving yourself that grace of, you know what, I'm not going to have expectations, like you said, because we hang on to that. We hang on to what we could have done or what we should have done. So rather you're saying, you know what, I'm not going to plan to get anything done during the day. If I do, great, but let's not plan for it. And how you talk about sacrifices, because I think that goes with anyone. I mean, we can't have a balanced life unless we have give or take.
Yeah, and being a present mom is so important to me, and I hate feeling stressed when it comes to like motherhood specifically. Like I don't mind like healthy stress and like deadlines and things like that, but you know, I could coach during the day. I could teach group fitness during the day. I could make it work, and then I could make more money. Okay, cool. But to me, like the stress of making sure I get to class on time and nap schedules and food and with the kids and like all of that is not worth it to me. I would so much rather have a day that we can do anything we want. We can do anything we want. We don't have to be anywhere. Like to me, that is just like I'm living the dream. And there are sacrifices along with that. But I'm so grateful that that is my life right now, because that's what my kids need. And that's what I want as well.
That's huge. And it's not like that's something you're going to ever regret. You know what I mean? You're never going to regret, oh, I wish I would have taught more classes during the week. Like, and we talk about how group fitness is such a constant in our life. Like, it's not like that's going to go away. And we always have times where we teach more than we don't. So it'll be there.
Exactly.
You talked about being productive in the morning. So tell us about the mastermind or accountability. How are you holding yourself accountable in the morning? Because we sure know it ain't me.
Well, we just talked about in our productivity episode a couple of weeks back about how my mornings are not consistent. So I coach 2 to 3 mornings, and I coach at 6 a.m. So I get up at 5, get to the gym about 5:30, and then I coach at 6 a.m. That's what that morning looks like. That morning is shot. I come home. I'm with the kids. End of story. On the mornings that I do not coach, David goes to the gym at 5:30. So I was having a really hard time getting up. Even though he was getting up, I was still having such a hard time getting up. And I'm in a mastermind for freelancing, and I reached out just like we've told our listeners to do. I said, hey, I really want to start being more consistent with getting up at 5 a.m. Who wants to be in this accountability group, essentially? And so what we've been doing is on the days that I am not coaching, I will get up at 5:15. And there's a couple other girls that will join me at 5:15 because they're also in the Eastern time zone. But a lot of the people in this mastermind are in the Central time zone. So they come at 6:15. But it still holds us accountable. And as you, Katie, has mentioned in the past, these are acquaintances. These are not close friends. So even if they don't show up, even if I'm like not 100% sure if they'll show up, I still have to get up. And I'm kind of leading it. So, I mean, it's not, I don't, you know, I'm just like setting it up. So I feel even more responsible for waking up. So it's definitely been working.
I'm totally stealing that idea because we've talked about this and I too have inconsistent mornings, which make it so hard. But I like teaching in the mornings because then it frees up my evenings. And so it's nice to have that variability, but I'm totally stealing that idea.
I know. I was going to ask you if you wanted to do it with me, but I was like, I don't know if we'd actually hold each other accountable. But hey, if you want to. So enough about me. What is something that you really feel like you're excelling at right now?
Working on creating my own private practice. I thought that was a lot further down the road. I've definitely hit some bumps and stalls, but I too have found accountability with I didn't know them before I started working with them. So they've really, even if it's, you know, I know they really, well, they care, but do they really care? I don't know. But to be able to, you know, check in on Facebook, that's usually where we reconnect is on Facebook. But it holds, like that hangs over my head if I don't check in with them. So that's been really helpful to keep me prioritized. And they're helping me a lot with mindset. And I didn't think that I would struggle with this as much as I have been, but they're helping me to really celebrate these small wins that are so hard to find when I'm working full time. It feels like there's just never enough hours in the day. So they really help me to keep a positive mindset of, no, I'm still moving forward. And it's actually a lot faster than many people, you know, but it's hard for me to remind myself that. So I love that.
It sounds like they're telling you what's going on because they can see from the outside and you're so close to all of your stuff that you're not seeing these small wins and you're not seeing the movement that you're making and you don't know what other people are doing, whereas they have more of an idea of what it looks like to build this.
Right. And like you said, they don't know me super personally, so it's really helpful to have that outsider unbiased opinion. I've taken courses online before, which is super helpful, but there's just something different when you actually talk to a person and you can bounce off ideas, and it's powerful because it's a relationship, right? It's not just, you know, we've turned into friends and I look at them as mentors. And so it really is motivating, and you're kind of doing it for more than just yourself.
Definitely. I mean, is there a part of you that wants to show them that you can do this?
Well, in some sense, yeah, because I've committed, and that was part of me wanting to do this is I know myself. I know I need the accountability. I know I can move and grow so much faster when I have other people helping me, and that's not always easy to admit. But yeah, you know, if I tell them this is what I'm going to do this week, I do it because it's the same reason we set workout appointments or dates with friends in the morning. We're not going to cancel on them. We're going to go, you know, but if it's just me, I will late cancel that class and not think twice about it.
I hear you there.
A side note, I'm listening to a new book called Girl Wash Your Face, and it's really good. And it talks about, you know, how often you cancel on yourself and the training. I don't know. It was really interesting. So if you need a good read, check out Girl Wash Your Face.
Okay. So you're doing that well. What are you wanting to improve on right now?
I think right now I feel, we talk about that balance isn't necessarily always a real thing, but I think right now I feel in a good place with my priorities. I think one's not totally outweighing the others, whereas sometimes like with training fitness instructors, that comes up and suddenly shifts to the top of my priority and my relationships get out of whack. And so I feel like I'm in a good place now, and I've got a lot of things coming up that are keeping me motivated to keep these relationships, my personal relationships, in check, but also still working towards my own personal goals, if that makes sense. So I feel in control of a lot of things, which is not always the norm. So Lauren, it sounds like the accountability group is really helping. What are some other things that maybe you want to improve on right now, or and things that you want to continue? Because it sounds like you're definitely in a good flow, but as we know, it's not going to stay that way.
Yeah, so I'm trying to learn from past mistakes. And one of the things that I've never been good at is networking and like building relationships within like business development. And my mindset around it is that like when I'm working, when I'm building a business, I need to be focusing 100% on that, and that I'm very like a solo worker. So with this freelancing business, I've been really trying to focus on building relationships, and it has been amazingly different. Like, I can't even believe like what has come about relationships just so this far. Like, I haven't even been doing it this long. So it's something that I've needed to improve on, and I'm still getting better at it. But I just found an accountability partner, and we're going to talk for 30 minutes once a week. And part of me is thinking like, is that a waste of time? Like, I have you, I have this podcast, but like, do I need another accountability partner? And then I'm doing these accountability things in the morning. And part of me is thinking, this sounds like a lot of time waste. I'm not actually getting things done, but I'm giving it a try. So maybe I'll be talking with people and not working enough, and I'll then realize that and have to adjust. But I'm definitely in this moment of networking.
It really makes such a difference too. I think it keeps your perspective on. I've been doing the same with talking to other dietitians, and that's part of these gals I'm working with, that they're really good at connecting. Well, why don't you ask this person? They were in your same role before, and just kind of connecting. And it's crazy what we can learn when we get outside of our bubble. So I think that 30 minutes, I mean, the clarity it'll probably give you will be so much helpful.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so kind of taking this a step further, what's something that you need to give yourself grace on, or you have been letting yourself kind of off the hook on?
Not doing everything every day. I think in my head, I always set goals of, okay, I'm going to spend one full hour every single day working towards my business. And yes, that's a goal, but like, that's just not happening right now. And instead of beating myself up over that, then I'm not doing that, just because I'm not doing something every single day that's for that long, doesn't mean I'm not making improvements. So I'm giving myself that grace to just take a deep breath, shake it off. And that's where this mindset, you know, is really helping me, of just, okay, but this is what I did get done. Let's focus on that. Okay, what can I keep moving? Because really, and we tell you, our listeners, this all the time, is that you just need to keep shuffling forward. Just shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Doesn't matter how slow, you're still moving.
I so relate to that. I've totally been in that mindset too, of, you know, if I am not working on my freelance business every single day, then that's a failure. And I've had to give that up because, you know, I'm now just more understanding that truly we have so many roles that we play in our life, and all of those are important. You know, the time that you spend with Joey, the time that I spend with David, like, that can't take a back seat all the time. You know, those people have to be important to us. They are important to us, so we have to make time for them. And so if that means that you get home at 9 o'clock and you want to quick work on something, let's get one more little thing done for the night. No, you need to spend some quality time with the people that you're living with.
Right. And it's terrible. You think, oh, you live together, you see each other all the time. But I hate to admit this, but I almost go back and I think a year ago, gosh, what if we didn't live together? I've been so crazy busy. He's been super crazy busy with his job that I'm like, there's some days where we wouldn't see each other, and that would really suck. And so it just brings me back to just, okay, live in the moment, be present. And I think a lot of this mindset shift, as weird as it sounds, I think it's had to do with kind of our exploration with intuitive eating. I know in the past, having this all or nothing mindset, it's not just with food. I feel like if you have that mindset with food, you tend to have it with a lot of other areas of your life. And so it's crazy that by, you know, the way you look at your food, I mean, think of food as this mindfulness piece. It's something that you practice and deal with every day. Eventually those thoughts and those behaviors can translate into the other areas of your life. And I think that has definitely played a role in the mindset shift.
I love that. That's so interesting. Okay, so let's end this episode where we started it with your birthday. Your birthday is tomorrow. Tell me a funny birthday memory that you have.
The first thing that comes to mind, so this was a few years ago. Joey and I, gosh, this is TMI. I hope he doesn't listen. Sorry, Joe, if you're listening. But we dated all through high school, part of college, broke up for a couple years, and then started dating before I graduated from Purdue. And it was like that awkward, if you've ever been in a long-term relationship and then broken up and then get back together, it's like, wait, but I know you, but at the same time, I haven't really talked to you for 2 years, so we're kind of strangers. Anyways, that whole weird funk. But so he came and visited me at Purdue, and a couple of our friends, we went out to eat. We did Breakfast Club that morning. And for you Purdue people, Breakfast Club is basically you go to the bars at 6 a.m. And Paulina and I didn't get out much our super senior year. So that was like a big deal for us. Anyways, we went to that. And then at the evening, we went to this Mexican restaurant. Because if you know me, you know birthdays equal Mexican. So they come and sing happy birthday to you. Then all of a sudden, this guy comes out of nowhere and smashes whipped cream in my face. And then steals all the napkins off the table and runs away. So everyone's laughing and it's funny. Okay, it's funny. But then I'm like looking around. Okay, but I need to get this off my face. And he just stole all the napkins. What an asshole.
So this guy was completely random.
No, he was an employee.
He was an employee? And he came and was it like their tradition that they did that?
I had told the story to so many people and everyone thought it was hilarious. Like I couldn't believe that happened. And actually just this week, I was telling my intern that story and she said that it happened to her friend. So that makes me feel a little bit better years later.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I mean, I get that that's kind of funny, but like, it's also kind of like, but why? But don't do that again.
It's like, okay, this is funny for everyone else, but now I'm kind of pissed off that there's sticky stuff in my face and I just have to sit here and wait to flag someone down. This has gone on 5 minutes too long.
You're like, yay, birthday. Woohoo.
Regardless, I have not had as cool of a birthday as Sammy is about to have on Saturday. Unicorn theme, and you're making a new unicorn cake. And I'm excited. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, this is one of those things that I'm like, this is probably a bad idea, but I'm just going to do it anyways. So I'm making like a really, hopefully a very fancy and very cool unicorn cake. I have already invested somewhere between $60 and $80 in this cake and I've yet to buy any of the ingredients. So my sister is helping me. She's very artistic and she is very creative and she's very Pinteresty. She definitely listens to this podcast, so I hope she takes all of this as compliments. But she's going to be immensely helpful. And we are joking that we are going to start a bakery after this because we're going to have so much experience and we're going to just naturally be really good at it.
Watch out, Cake Bake.
She watches those shows, so she's has been taking tips. So yeah, super excited. And maybe I'll post a photo of it on our IG story.
Love it. Can't wait. All right, guys. Well, that is it for today's episode. As always, be sure to hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. If you like more of these episodes on our boring life updates, let us know. That's what we're here for. All right. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.